In this study, we explored changes in the intrinsic neural activity in MDD patients who underwent ECT procedures by calculating ALF values for different bands. Compared to pre-ECT values, the ALF in the slow 5 band was significantly increased in the right limbic lobe, cerebellum posterior lobe, right middle orbitofrontal gyrus, and frontal lobe in post-ECT patients. Whereas the ALF in the slow 5 band in the left sublobar region, right angular gyrus, and right frontal lobe was lower. In contrast, significantly higher ALF in the slow 4 band was observed in the frontal lobe, superior frontal gyrus, parietal lobe, right inferior parietal lobule, and left angular gyrus. Our findings demonstrated that the ALF alterations in post-ECT patients are dependent on specific frequency bands. These results may help us to understand more fully the potential therapeutic mechanisms of ECT for MDD patients.